Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. Are you sure you really know what you want? It's the time of year when people go a little nuts thinking about the year that's just gone by, the year that's ahead, where they are in their lives. It's a time when everybody seems to want something and everybody else seems clear about what they want. But you know, the truth is, sometimes it's hard to be sure what you want. Sometimes you have been trying this and that and the other thing and it's just not working out. Other times you're like, I know I don't really want what I've got. I don't know what would be better. And here are three things that you can try, three steps to take that'll help you get just a little clearer about what you want so you can start moving forward and feeling better. And the first step is to take steps, literal steps. Get out and walk. Get under a big sky. It's good to get out in nature and go for a walk in the woods. It's also good to go for a city walk and just let yourself be moving in a flow with a lot of other people who are moving. Either way, just going for a walk is one of the most powerful things you can do to remind yourself that you are indeed moving forward in time and that you can be moving forward in other ways too. That you have the power to move. So even though it seems like, wow, Linda, you don't get it. My problems are way too big for this. Trust me, if you haven't walked yourself into a better state of mind, you just haven't done enough steps yet. When walking has sort of calmed your mind and your body so you feel a little more like you can take a good hard look at where you're at, maybe get a piece of paper or a microphone and start stabilizing by being as specific as you can about what you're feeling right now. You might start out with, oh, everything sucks. But then you can ask yourself, does everything suck? Well, and then there's always, well, not that. Not that person, not that relationship. Not this thing I really love, not this thing I know I can do well. So just get specific about where you're stuck and where you're really already moving. And after you've done that, after you've created in yourself this template of moving ahead, and you've become specific about where you want things to change, then it's time to imagine difference. To think about what you would like instead. And that word instead opens up possibility. And at first, the possibilities might just be so huge and different that you're not sure how to get there. But as you use your imagination, see what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel as you step into a future where you have something else instead, you'll start to get a glimmer of what you want and where you want to be. And that will just work in the back of your mind, just sort of nod you just a little until you figure out what it is you need to be doing to move in the direction you want to move so that life is just a little bit better. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.